Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
Now, I'm a bit worried about doing this film feature because I'm hoping my voice will last. Let's see how it goes. So, as I mentioned earlier, I watched another Christmas film this week, which was on the TV, and this was called Dear Santa. It stars Amy Acker as the main female protagonist called Crystal, David Hayden as her love interest, and Emma Duke as Olivia, who is Derek's daughter, and Derek is the love interest. Directed by Jason Priestley, and he has also acted mainly on American TV series, including My Name is Earl and Beverly Hills 90210. And the writers include Barbara Kimlicker, who also wrote 2011's Holiday in Engagement. So Dear Santa is a Canadian film which came out in 2011. It sees Crystal follow what she thinks is fate when a letter addressed to Santa is blown in front of her. The letter is by a little girl called Olivia, who wants a nice woman to come into her dad's life so they can be a happy as they were when her mum was alive. Crystal then finds a family in order to become that woman. So I didn't know if I was going to enjoy this film or not, but as I watched it, I did. It's a very good original storyline. It's different to most Christmas films. Although it did stick to Christmas codes and conventions, which includes an ice rink, Santa, Christmas trees, and although unlike some Christmas films, it wasn't based on the fact that it was Christmas, like Elf was. Last week I reviewed Elf. That was all based because it was Christmas. But this film, it just so happened to be Christmas time. There was quite a few messages in this film. Firstly, doing good for others makes you feel good and also makes yourself stand out. For example, Crystal started working as a volunteer in the homeless shelter that Derek was running. At first, she didn't really like it, but the more she did it, the more she felt good helping others, and it also made her stand out. Also, putting others before yourself can enhance and change that person's life. And also, this one, there's more to life than shopping and lattes. That's a quote that Crystal says, because that's all she ever does. As a typically rich person, all she does is go shopping and lattes. So she thinks there's more to life than that. And I think that's a good message. There is. The film also seems heavily based on the American ideals of having a perfect family, the need to have a mum and a dad rather than having a single parent. Looking at the character of Crystal, I think there was a big change throughout the film, which in a way was a bit predictable. I could kind of guess that this was going to happen. At the beginning of the film, she's a rich woman who gets an allowance from her parents. But after they tell her she needs to find a job or turn her life around or find a man, this is when she finds a letter. Although she first states that she is doing it not to break Olivia's heart, she clearly has an ulterior motive by finding a man and becoming a mum-like figure in order to turn her life around like she's been told by her parents and carry on getting the allowance. As I mentioned, she also ends up working in a homeless shelter, which at first you can see she's very different from the culture she is used to and doesn't feel comfortable there. However, by the end of the film, she becomes much more loving and her feelings change. She's now very helpful and appreciative of the homeless shelter and also falls for Derek and bonds with Olivia. So she's not just there to get the allowance off her parents anymore. She's there because she wants to be. I think the ideas of the characters were very good, Crystal and Derek being complete opposites. Although Amy Acker could have played Crystal a little bit more girly, in my opinion, she could have made more of the character than what she did. Other than that, as I say, I did enjoy the film. Overall, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. It wasn't outstanding, but worthy enough to get a high score. I've given quite a few films quite high scores. So I did enjoy it. So there we go. That was Dear Santa. If you've just tuned in and just missed it, no need to worry. This film feature, along with a playlist of all the music that I played tonight, will be up on our Phoenix website, phoenixfm.com. Just click that Friday feeling and you'll be able to listen back to this.